Hello, everybody. Hello, hello, and welcome. Welcome to Listening Lyrics. In the background, you're hearing Come Together, the Beatles wrote it, but Mark Cross is playing the guitar on this one. And the reason I'm doing it is because the bass player of a band called Hello Awkward, it's his favorite song. With me today is going to be a band that you guys are going to hear a lot about. Welcome to Listening Lyrics. I'm your host, Peter Pastore, and with me today is a group called Hello Awkward. Hello, hello, everybody. How are you doing?
Hello, hello. Okay. Not bad. Pleasure to be on your show. Thank you, Peter.
Great. All righty. We have on lead guitar and vocals, Benjamin Brothers.
That's me.
That's you. On drums, Andrew Wang or Wong?
It's Wang. And hello, everybody. Hello, Davis, California. It's your boy, Andrew Wang, the lead drummer of Hello Awkward.
There you go. And on bass guitar, Atticus Yum. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great.
All right. A little closer. A little closer.
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Good, good. You're more than welcome. So do you guys, well, I sort of indicated why I picked this song.
Well, I chose Come Together because I was enrolled in this one musical program in Vacaville called School of Rock, and I've been there for about 4 years, so
right. The
whole School of Rock program began in like 2019, 2020, at the midst of COVID, essentially. So I began when like COVID was at its prime. You know, everyone was on lockdown, everyone was at home, everyone couldn't go out. So yeah, I've been enrolled there for about 4 years. I had to quit last year because of school. School was getting really busy for me, and I just didn't have any time. But during the 4 years I was there, we had this one season called British Rock, where we played songs of British rock bands, including the Beatles, and we played a song called Come Together. And what I really like about Come Together is the drum part, because it's really dynamic. It's like hi-hat plus toms. Honestly, like, the song is most known for the hi-hat and the toms rather than the snare, because in most rock songs, it's the snare that's well-known, but it's never the hi-hat or the toms.
Well, now, I feel a lot more comfortable. You guys are very articulate. I'm just going to let you guys go. But the reason I picked that song, right, not only because it's your favorite and one of my favorites, but it's by a guitarist called Mark Cross or Kroos. Maybe he pronounces it Rose. It's K-R-O-O-S. So he said, okay, you ready?
Yes.
He said he started playing music because he was suffering from a little depression. He called it seasonal depression. So he lived in Michigan, so maybe the winters got to him. Acne, face stuff, and he was very awkward.
Huh, what a coincidence.
So when I read that and I saw the band name, Hello Awkward, and you know what? I've gone through those years. It's awkward years. So here we are.
Embrace the awkwardness, guys.
Music is a comfort to depression.
Yeah.
A comfort to depression. There you go. Okay, there's a book title. Atticus, what are some of the groups that or musicians that influenced you?
Musicians that influenced me, huh? That's a good question.
It is a great question.
As I started playing bass actually like 4 years ago.
Okay.
My dad is a really big fan of Lessons in Love, the song by, I believe, it has a really cool bass line.
Okay.
And it was like a big, like, he would play it all the time, and that's how I kind of got into bass. He really, like, I noticed bass was a very big part of music in multiple genres.
Right.
I actually play in an orchestra right now as a double bass player.
Okay.
And that led me
What is a double bass player? Two places? Two basses?
Oh, no, actually. It's like double the size. It's a very big bass. It's like most players play it for jazz. For
Okay. Stand-up bass?
Yeah,
okay.
Upright.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
good.
Yeah.
Alrighty. How about you two? Some influences.
I like the Beatles. They're a really good band because I think it's my uncle that likes the Beatles. But it's mostly just because I've played in School of Rock for 4 years that I've gone to really like the Beatles. As you know, my favorite song is Come Together, but I also like Strawberry Fields Forever,
yeah.
She Loves You, and Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Okay, and we'll get to Benjamin in a second, but I want to add something. Mm-hmm. You know, I was talking to my wife about this. I said, so I'm reading where you guys like the Beatles and some of these other groups from the 60s, right? So I was your age when those groups were just becoming popular. In 65, we were just talking about 1965. The Beatles were still in their, you know, Help and I Want to Hold Your Hand and all of those things, right? But listen to this now. You guys are now here, right?
Yeah.
So you're forward about how many years? 65 years. And you're still listening to this stuff. Mm-hmm. When I was your age, if I went back 65 years, what year would I be in? 1965?
65, that'd be, well...
1900.
1900. Nope. They weren't even recording music yet. Can you imagine the bridge just between these two generations? It's mind-blowing.
It's amazing, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Explosion of pop culture.
Benjamin, which group influenced you? And please name a current one. I can't take any more Led Zeppelin. No, I'm just joking.
I mean, really, the roots kind of go back to when I first heard Iron Man by Black Sabbath. That was kind of what really drew me into rock music in general. But before that, it was just kind of like classical music. And I was classically trained, and I didn't really feel influenced by those composers, those artists. I kind of wanted more freedom. I wanted to really hear rock. So
right. That
kind of got me into punk rock at the time. So I kind of got into these kind of scuzzy punk rock bands from like the late 80s and early 90s, like... I don't know if you heard these names, but like Black Flag, Husker Du, Minutemen.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, you know Minutemen. Yeah, okay, there
yeah.
we go.
Yeah.
The Gits and others as such. That,
okay.
So.
Alrighty. Well, you know, we're sitting here and we've already talked now and played some music for 10 minutes. Let's give our listeners a little feel for what you guys sound like. And I'm going to play a song from your album, and it's called Conspiracy 2000. And do you want to say a little bit about it before or afterwards?
Maybe before.
Okay, let's go.
So Conspiracy 2000 is essentially a song about the struggles the youth in the 21st century, such as the Gen Z, face. We kind of relate to the song because it's kind of like we're in like the middle ground between like... between like kind of like being adults to like kids, I'd say. It's also the EP too of our song.
Sorry guys, it's the EP. Conspiracy 2000 is the first track off the EP, so it's the same name.
Okay.
But there is a track on the EP Conspiracy 2000. The first track is called Conspiracy 2000.
That's the one I think I'm gonna play.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So.
But that is what the song is about. The first track.
Okay, that's so you're talking about the who wrote it, by the way?
It's a collective effort. I mean,
yeah,
for all the band.
Benjamin wrote the songwriting part for the lyrics and everything, and we collaborated to make the bass line and the
okay.
guitar part.
So in a nutshell, what are you trying to say to your listeners? What are you trying to tell them? I'm hearing that there's some confusion here in terms of where you are in your life and where you want to go and all of this.
I mean, from a lyrical standpoint, it's kind of just, it's envisioning myself in the 21st century, living as a youth today in the 21st century, and kind of like the disillusionment and alienation you feel as a result of that. I feel like the expectations are just very high for the youth living today. We're expected to do so much, and it's hard to really distinguish yourself and make a name for yourself and really like be who you want to be in a sense, or convey who you want to be.
And... people my age have left you a mess.
It's not your fault, guys.
Yeah. Alrighty. No, in a way it is. Here we go. Hello, Awkward. Conspiracy 2000, Hello Awkward, from their EP Conspiracy 2000, right here on KDRT. I think this is the first time in recorded history that your music went over the airways. Is that right?
Well, we were played, this song was played on KDVS, actually.
Oh my God, the competition down no, the street. Okay. Oh my goodness.
But just that song in our first single,
yeah,
that was called Stormbreaker, that was played on KDVS like in August. So
okay,
but yep, that's
no,
it.
That's okay. That's
second
okay.
time. That's yeah, not. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's okay. So. Alrighty, we're talking about how did you guys meet?
It's kind of a long story. Well, I met Atticus actually when we were in preschool.
Preschool.
So it goes way back. Yeah, we were.
Childhood friend.
Right. I met him and his brother, and we hung out together at recess and just bonded, yeah. Really.
Wow. So all of you are long-term Davis residents then?
Oh, well, actually, I lived in SAC.
We both lived in SAC then.
Yeah, we both lived in SAC for a while. I just recently moved to Davis years ago.
Okay.
I lived in Davis basically my entire life, but I was born and raised for a year in the Los Angeles area, specifically Orange County. But I moved up to Davis when I was only a year old.
Okay. And you're a Davisite, Benjamin?
I was actually born in the Bay Area, but then okay. I moved to SAC, met Atticus, and I moved to Davis. And within meeting Davis, I think it was like summer after first grade, there was like a Swim America camp. And that's where I met Andrew for the first time.
So yeah. you're swimmers also.
We're all swimmers. I think Atticus is the most serious swimmer out of all of us. He's very competitive.
Oh really?
I'm retired.
You're
was
retired.
Very competitive.
Yeah. I've moved on.
Swim like a fish.
Oh my God. Okay. You know, we're going to talk a little bit about what we're doing here besides interviewing you guys. And Atticus, you're going to help me a little bit in explaining what is happening tonight at Suitworks.
Yeah, of course. Today we are celebrating the KDRT 21st birthday bash and fundraiser. The festivities include a live broadcast with music from the Candeliers, Sacramento's Latin-infused surf riding rockabilly band, plus local wares from River City Marketplace vendors. We'll also have surprises for you from our infamous dirt bag, as well as opportunities to snag new swag and show your support for your community radio station, KDRT 95.7 FM in Davis, KDRT.org worldwide.
Very well done. So we are celebrating our 21st birthday. We've been on the air now in Davis for 21 years. And this station has about 40 volunteers like me that do all kinds of different radio shows. And you guys happen to be on Listening Lyrics, where I do at times interview musicians. Whether I've interviewed people up to maybe 80 years old to middle school. So you guys are in high school. So you're not the youngest I've had in here by a long shot. So anyways, the only way we can do that is by listeners like you contributing to KDRT. And to do that, all you need to do is go to kdrt.org/donate, and you can give a monthly amount or one-time amount or your car, whatever. We'll take it all. So thank you. Now, since I talked about money, I'm going to play a different genre of music while the three of you get set up to do some live stuff, okay? So I am going to play a Broadway song called Money, but done in a different way. Ooh. So, do you know the song?
Yeah, good bass line.
Yeah. Good Lord. Okay, so we're going to listen to Money. And guys, we'll see you in a few minutes when you're all set up to go. Here we go.
Money makes the world go round, the world go round, the world go round. Money makes the world go round. It makes the world go round. A mark, a yen, a buck, or a pound, a buck, or a pound, a buck, or a pound is all that makes the world go round. That clinking, clanking sound can make the world go round. If you happen to be rich and you feel like a night's entertainment, you can pay for a gay escapade. If you happen to be rich and alone and you need a companion, you can ring ting-a-ling for the mate. If you happen to be rich and you find you are left by your lover, though you moan and you groan quite a lot, you can take it on the chin, call a cab, and begin to recover on your 14-carat yacht. Money makes the world go around, the world go around, the world go around. Money makes the world go around, of that we can be sure. I'm being poor.
Money, 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 money.
Money, 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 money,
haven't any coal in the stove, and you freeze in the winter, and you curse to the wind at your face. When you haven't any shoes on your feet, and your coat's thin as paper, and you look 30 pounds underweight. When you go to get a word of advice from the fat little pastor, he will tell you to love evermore. And when hunger comes around, rat-a-tat, rat-a-tat, at the window.
At the window.
Who's there?
Hunger!
Yeah, hunger. See how love flies out the door. For money makes the world
go round,
the world
go round,
the world
go round.
Money makes the
go round.
That clinking, clanking sound of money, 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 money. Get it, get it,
money, 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 money.
Mark a yen, a buck for a pound. That clinking, clanking, clanking sound. So that makes the world go round. It makes the world go round.
We're going to we're going to do a little sound check here for you guys on the air. How's that? Why don't you put the mic up just a little closer, and then just play a little bit so I can hear
testing
what you're sounding like.
Okay.
Just cut in anywhere, and then and then we'll take off.
Okay. Yeah.
No, it's fine.
Yeah, it's okay. Sure, it's just like a practice run. Yeah, play that volume real quick.
Everyone get ready for the 21st century. Back down, get back up, wake up, because we had enough. Sit down. Get up, these opportunities no longer what we need. Rejected and put down, no place in this town. What you gonna do? Nobody carries you, and everything feels so far away. And I don't want to live in today, no. Nothing ever goes in my way when nobody cares about you anyway, anyway. I wake up every day, bending over sideways, trying to find my place in life's highways. Always trying, always denying, what's to come, my dream, we're colliding. And everything feels so far away. And I don't want to live in today, no. Nothing ever goes in my way when nobody cares about you anyway, anyway.
Yeah. That's
okay.
A sample.
Alrighty. That's a good sample.
Let's
see. You're fine. Okay. Your guitar needs to be just a little bit louder.
Louder?
Yeah, just a little louder. The drums are perfect.
Okay, Andrew, that
and
was
then,
good.
And then we can take off. So, while you're working on that, how
that
often do you guys practice?
Like weekly or bi-weekly.
Yeah, weekly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or bi-weekly.
Okay, so you're going to make some adjustments here.
I'm just gonna.
Okay. The song you're going to play next is
Conspiracy 2000.
Oh, no. Live version. Okay.
Live version.
Alrighty.
Yes, the song that I was playing earlier, that was the song we're going to be playing.
Okay.
2000, song you just heard.
Alrighty, here we go. Live radio, ladies and gentlemen. The tension is building, but we're going to do this. There we go. Okay.
The red button.
Okay. Let's go.
Everyone get ready for the 21st century. Back down, get back up, wake up, cause we had enough. Sit down, get up, these opportunities. opportunities, no longer what we need. Rejected and put down, no place in this town. What you gonna do when nobody carries you? And everything feels so far away. And I don't wanna live in today, no. Nothing ever goes in my way. When nobody cares about you anyway, anyway. I wake up every day, bending over sideways, trying to find my place in life's highways. Always trying, always denying, what's to come, my dream, way of colliding. And everything feels so far away. And I don't want to live in today, no. Nothing ever goes in the way. When nobody cares about you anyway, anyway. And everything feels so far away. And I don't wanna live in today, no. Nothing ever goes in the way. When nobody cares about you anyway, anyway. I won't get ready for the 21st century. Back down, get back up, wake up, cause we had enough. Stay down. Get up, get up. These opportunities no longer what we need. Rejected and put down, no place in this town. What you gonna do when nobody carries you? And everything feels so far away. And I don't wanna live in today, no. Nothing ever goes in the way. When nobody cares about you anyway, anyway.
Of something great, my lungs will fill and then deflate. They fill with fire, exhale desire. I know it's dire, my time today. I have these thoughts so often I ought to replace that slot with what I once bought. Cause somebody stole my car radio and now I just sit in silence. Sometimes quiet is violent. I find it hard to hide it. My pride is no longer inside. It's on my sleeve, my skin will scream, reminding me of who I killed inside my dream. I hate this car that I'm driving. There's no hiding for me. I'm forced to deal with what I feel. There is no distraction to mask what is real. I could pull the steering wheel. I have these thoughts so often I ought to replace that slot with what I once bought. Cause somebody stole my car radio and now I just sit in silence. Something terrifying, cause this time there's no sound to hide behind. I find over the course of a human existence, one thing consists of consistency, and it's that we're all battling fear. Oh dear, I don't know if we know why we're here. Oh my, too deep, please stop thinking. I liked it better when my car had sound. There are things we can do, but from the things that work, there are only two, and from the two that we choose to do, peace will win and fear will lose. It is faith and this sleep. We need to pick one, please, because faith is to be awake, and to be awake is for us to think, and for us to think is to be alive. And I will try with every rhyme to come across like I am dying to let you know you need to try to think. I have these thoughts so often I ought to replace that slot with what I once bought. Cause somebody stole my car radio and now I just sit in silence. We'll be right back. deserve something great. My lungs will fill and then deflate. They fill with fire, exhale desire. I know it's dire, my time today. I have these thoughts, so often I ought to replace that slot with what I once bought. Cause somebody stole my car radio and now I just sit in silence.
Did you hear that? He just sits in silence when the car radio was stolen. So we want to make sure that we are never silent. So KDRT is people-powered radio run by volunteers and supported by listeners like you and me. There are many reasons why I volunteer here, including my love of live music. That's me. I love to go to live music shows. Whether you listen to KDRT for unique music, the talk, the community connection, we hope you'll show your love today by going to kdrt.org/donate. And that's a forward slash? It is a forward slash. You guys, here we are. Where's your next gig?
Our next gig will be on October 16th at the Woodland Public Library from 7 to 8 p.m.
Actually, the time has changed. It's 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. But also, yeah, at the Woodland Public Library in Woodland, indoors in the library.
Similar times.
Yes. But, yeah, an hour set by us.
An hour set?
Yes.
So you learning some new songs for this?
No, they're all, like, old songs, that old originals that we've created.
We will actually be covering Can't Stop by Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Be covering some tunes,
oh,
too,
nice.
Yes.
Okay. So I've got a tip for you, okay? Have you guys ever been to the Davis Senior Center? No. The Davis Senior Center is for seniors, but not so many seniors are using it today because they're like me. They're too busy to go to a senior center. So they're starting to convert it to a community center. They have live music, I think, twice a month. You guys should stop by there and see if you can play. You know, right now there's probably going to be more gray hairs than not as they're morphing, but I think it'd be a wonderful opportunity, you know, to give you guys. So just a heads up. And it's also a little plug for the Davis Senior Center. It, as I said, it is morphing into a community center. And I know twice a month for jazz, are you in a jazz group also or
I'm
not?
Actually in orchestra.
In orchestra, okay. So they have jazz for beginners, and people come and listen, and it's just play as you come, and also for people that have a little experience. So anyways, that's that. If people want to find you, where can they go?
You can find us, Hello Awkward, on pretty much all streaming platforms. We're on Spotify, Apple Music, Bandcamp, YouTube Music. Originals are on just YouTube, too, if you want live performances. And if you like social media, you can find us on Instagram and YouTube primarily. So that's where the show's happening, guys. Where you can find us.
We also have our own website called helloawkward.org. You'll find a list of many of our originals, some of our shirts as well. As you can see, I'm wearing one right now. And you'll also see pictures of the fellow members, Benjamin, Andrew, and Atticus.
If you just navigate to the website, too, you can find links to all our streaming platforms and where you can find us. So.
And it has a very nice description of each one of you, except for, which one, Leviticus, I think. There isn't much writing about you yet. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
Yes.
We will change that.
You need
it
to
shall
write
be changed.
Buddy. It shall be changed, yes. Okay, so what kind of like goal do you have for this music? Are you guys thinking of going majoring in music as you graduate from high? What year are you in, by the way?
We're class of 2027, so we're juniors right now.
Okay.
And Atticus is class of 2028, so he's a sophomore right now. So we're a year apart, but nonetheless, still in high school.
Okay, so then there's college. If you want to go to college or trade school or whatever, is music in that, or is music a hobby? Just curious. Depends on how many albums you sell, huh?
I mean, I think it's just right now it's more of something we do for fun and
yes.
just a creative outlet to
right.
like, express ourselves.
Yep. Perfect.
Whatever, like, it just kind of depends what entails. Like, I personally don't plan on going into music full time, but I think music will always be really a part of my life going forward, always and forever, and I always like hold it as a core value to my heart.
Okay, perfect. Well said. Andrew Davis, does it offer a lot of opportunity for people that have interest in music?
I'd say Davis does have opportunities for people who like music because you have Rock Band University that allows people to take lessons there to learn drums, guitar, bass.
Right.
There's also many summer programs that Benjamin actually enrolled in. There's a video on our YouTube channel where he plays Seven Nation Army by White Stripes. And it's actually one of our most viral videos. You should definitely check that out when
okay.
you can.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd say Rock Band University is one.
How about the high school itself?
I would like to add to what Andrew said. There's a lot of music opportunities in the high school as classes, such as jazz band, concert band, orchestra, Baroque orchestra.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Do they teach, like, music fundamentals there, music fundamentals?
Oh, yeah. We definitely we have out-of-school performances, and we go to different places to perform for competitions and et cetera. Yeah. They teach us how to perform an ensemble.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Okay.
Oh. So Benjamin and I actually go to Da Vinci High School, which is the other high school in Davis.
Right.
It isn't as big as DHS, but
right.
it's still as big. And there's actually a class at Da Vinci called Digital Sound Design. There was another version of it was called Modern Music Lab, but because of slight changes, the class name changed to Digital Sound Design, which people can learn how to make music digitally, to learn how to sample, learn how to like cut and edit music.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
And not to mention, Benjamin and I also have created a club at Da Vinci called Music Club, in which we plan to teach people musical instruments that we know. We will also learn how to teach people how to play music digitally for those who take the digital sound design class at Da Vinci Charter.
So wait a minute. When you say digitally, that means no instrument. You're doing it on a laptop.
Correct.
Okay.
And we'll also hold votes for people who for songs like we want to play for like the talent show.
Okay. For your album, where did you record it?
I think we recorded the drums.
Whose bedroom?
Oh,
Benjamin's.
Yeah, my bedroom. My sister's
talking.
Bedroom, too, because like, I switched
okay,
places.
Okay, so you're at home doing this,
right.
not in a recording studio. What software are you using to record?
I just used Studio One, which is
a
digital audio workstation.
Yes, okay. Do you play in with anything else in terms of recording, studio-wise, recording?
Well, we recorded drums, actually, at he was an old teacher we had, but he had a drum set at his place, and we tracked drums
at
his place.
What do you mean by old teacher? Was he old or just...
Oh, old teacher, like a teacher we had in the past.
Okay.
He's not that old.
I was just pulling your leg.
Right. But that's where we tracked drums and got the mix for the drums
okay.
for our songs, actually.
So you guys have a little experience playing in front of people. You have a little experience writing. You have a little experience putting a music together in a program, and you're writing, right? You're writing the music. Each one of you, just tell me what part of that music business do you like best? We'll start with Atticus.
What part I like best?
Yeah, so the writing, the performing, the recording, the working with the programs to mix and match and whatever you do in there.
Well, yeah, I like performing and playing the music. Probably that's like one of the most exciting parts of playing music for me. Is there's a certain like joy to like playing music live,
okay,
and listening to like progress made.
Nice. Andrew,
in terms of the band, I like performing in front of others, and also I also like the band practices we have too, where we work together to make music.
I personally like creating music the most. I feel like it's just a creative outlet where I can really express myself through
yeah.
and express myself creatively at that. So
right.
that's something. And that's kind of the joy of music, I feel like, too, is having a craft, which you can, like
yeah.
a project you can work
yeah.
on. And that's
Well, that's nice. I'm very impressed that all three of you are doing this project what did you call that? This club you're starting.
Just Andrew and I.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because he goes to a separate high school. The bassist, Atticus.
You're going
yeah.
to Davis.
Davis Senior High School,
okay,
yes.
Okay, okay. All righty. I'm impressed by that. Keep it up, because that's what it's all about, is giving back and learning, and, you know, it's just wonderful. I'm going to play another song, maybe two, depending on, well, I think we're pretty well set up. We have about 15 minutes left. We're going to have you play a couple more songs for us, okay? You're listening to KDRT 95.7 right here in Davis, California. I'm sitting here talking with a group called Hello Awkward. They're from Davis. They're in high school here, and they're going to be performing in Woodland, and I'll get this right, Woodland, the Woodland Library, October
16
at 7:30.
7:30 to 8:30, guys.
A.M.
Don't be square, yeah. Be there.
A.M.
P.M.
P.M. Right, yeah, right. Job. Okay, yeah. I was just making sure you guys were listening. All righty, I'm going to play a song from the 60s. Here we go. Carpet Ride from a group called Stepping Wolf way back when. And as we were listening to that, I was talking with the group here. They're kind of interested in maybe getting a keyboardist involved here. Maybe, maybe not. We'll see.
Works out.
Works out. Maybe a guest keyboardist once
yeah,
in a while.
Yeah.
There you go.
Really cool
idea. All righty. We're going to fade out with this one a little bit here, and we're going to ask you guys, what are you going to play now?
This next track, are we on? This next track is the third song off our EP, Conspiracy 2000. It's called The Eternal Flame.
Okay.
The third track.
Eternal Flame? Tell me just
a
little.
Oh, tell me. Okay, yeah, sorry about that. It's kind of, it's feeling like you're not really like yourself. You can't, don't really have a sense of self or sense of identity of who you are. You kind of feel like you're lost or can't really find find yourself. And that's kind of the hearth or where like the warmth that you want to feel is at, the eternal flame. That's kind of like the internal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it. You're very articulate. You guys are great, really. You guys are great. Your thought process, your song and describing your songs have a deep, rich feeling to them. So congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Here we go.
When the sun shines down on me, I don't know what to do or see. One moment high, another low. Oh, I don't know which way to go. I hear a cry from down below. My insides are dry, but I'm still full. What I do or say is now being patrolled. I feel like I'm the only one. Such is your kind of eternal flame, prompted from a form of visceral game. All through the skies and down below, I realize it's all got to go. Feel like I'm the only one. Stands out against the sun. My insides have now turned to black from a kind of fierce attack. I hear a cry from down below. My insides are dry, but I am still full. What I do or say is now being patrolled. I feel like I'm the kind of eternal flame, prompted from a form of fierce game. All through the skies and down below, I realize it's all gone to eternal flame, prompted from a form of visceral game. All through the skies and down below, I realize it's all got to go.
Well done, well done. Nice deep voice there, buddy.
Thanks.
Huh? You're the only vocalist. The drummer Andrew and Leviticus, or Atticus, I should say, not Leviticus, Atticus. Are you guys taking voice lessons at all?
Yes, I am currently. I just started recently.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about you?
I might be singing a cover or two in the future.
Okay. Are you taking vocal lessons also?
No.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Okay. What do you learn in vocal lessons?
It's pretty strange, actually. Breathing. Breathing is very important. And then just weird stretches, a lot of breath exercises to make sure you're breathing properly. And breath support is crucial as well.
Okay.
But, yeah, things of that nature. There's a lot
of breathing through your chest, your stomach.
Stomach area or diaphragm, really. Because a lot of try not to strain your throat too much or sing too nasal.
Okay.
So a well-supported sound.
Yeah. Okay. Have you noticed an improvement once you started?
I think so, how long have you been at it? I mean, that's subjective. About like a year or so, not too long.
Okay.
Who's your teacher?
Just so I know.
Josh Wheeler. He teaches in Woodland.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we might see him at the Woodland Library.
Potentially, yes.
All righty. We've got just a few minutes left. Is this a long song or a short one?
Song's like 3 minutes, 30 seconds about.
Okay. Then we'll have time to say goodbye. Just about 3 minutes and 30 seconds. This guy's so accurate. Let's see if you really stick to that.
Okay.
Okay. Go for it.
Got it. This song is called Stormbreaker, about the effects of war and natural disaster. I got to tune one string.
Oh, okay. We need to tune a little bit. And like I said, you've been listening to KDRT 95.7. I've been interviewing the group Hello Awkward with Benjamin Brothers, Andrew Wang, and Atticus Yum. All three of them are from Davis. All three of them go to Davis schools, two different ones. And yet they seem to be able to get together and do their thing. And here we go.
Stormbreaker. It's our first single that was released on May 7th, out everywhere. But our first release also.
Okay.
Yes. As I stare listlessly aware, when inside it'll all come through. As I stand there completely unaware of the change, Stormbreaker comes, everything comes undone. Rain is pouring down from the sky, surrounded by clouds. The buildings are left to burn, coming to the end of their turn. Many left behind, buildings are left to burn, ending their turn, settling in the dust for